Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine Review, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky, and it's a pleasure to have Mary Zajac in the studio with me. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Jonathan. A pleasure to be here with you.
Well, gosh, so we brought a couple of wines. I brought one, and you brought one. And oddly enough, they're both American, which is funny, because we're both stodgy old world drinkers.
Well, yeah. I try to drink around.
There you go. Well, let's talk about the white first. It's a Willamette Valley Riesling called Tricetium, which is spelled T-R-I-S-A-E-T-U-M, Tricetium 2013 from J&A Frey Vineyards, F-R-E-Y. This is a slightly off-dry Riesling, but it has so much nice acid and so much nice fruit and such a nice finish. I have to say this was an absolute pleasure, and I think you could drink it with anything. Thanksgiving would be a fabulous time for this wine.
I'm going to say it has the flavor of honey, and everyone's going to say, oh, it's sweet. I don't like sweet Riesling, but it's really lovely, really well balanced. I feel like I could drink a lot of that wine.
Me too. I could drink a case of you, but I would not still be on my feet.
Indeed,
now,
you wouldn't.
You brought a wine from California.
I did. I brought the Tablas Creek Vineyard 2012 Patelin de Tablas. This is from Paso Robles, and it's a blend of Syrah, 53% Syrah, 27% Grenache, 18% Mourvèdre, and 2% Cunoise. I had had a Tablas Creek wine, I can't remember if it was this or not, at Parts and Labor recently, and really enjoyed it, and I've always liked this label. It's very good. This wine is a little odd, though. When you know that it's going to be a Rhone blend, you're sort of expecting something not super heavy, but a little heavier than this, a little pinker in the glass, a little more obviously Syrah, and this actually tastes a little bit like a Morgon from Beaujolais.
Yeah.
It's lighter. It's got more of a garnet color. When we first opened the bottle, it definitely had some barnyard
and some
sweat socks. It had a little bit of eucalyptus. That's blown off. It does have a really nice long finish. I get a lot of blackberry jam from this.
This is kind of an enigma. I guess if they're going for the Rhone, they went for the northest Rhone possible, being Beaujolais.
Northest Rhone.
It is just above the Rhone. So it's neither sort of the northern Rhone of the Crozes Hermitage, nor is it the sort of classic Côte du Rhone profile. It doesn't seem
it's
to be either
of those. It's not Chateau Neuf du Pape.
It is neither of those either. But I don't know, kind of an enigma. It also looked odd in the glass in the sense that it looks older. It has almost a rust kind of color to it, which also puzzles me. But I like the white Patelin de Tablas. I've always had good luck with them. And as you say, they are a label that is intriguing and maybe worth trying another bottle.
Yeah. This bottle was $21.99. And I would try another just to see if there was some bottle variation. But the more that this breathes, the more I like it.
Yeah, I agree with you. The first impressions were not good, but it is growing on both of us.
I think it would be lovely with a good roast chicken with lots of herbs and garlic.
Good call. For Word on Wine Review, I'm Jonathan Polevsky.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
It's a pleasure to drink with you again.
Always, Jonathan.
Cheers.
Cheers.